time for the new Panic Zone. I'm Steve Greer. God bless America. Thank you for being here. My God, we've got so much work to do. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, on Mackinac Island, there's a warning about e-bikes being dangerous. Yes, exploding bikes are dangerous. We'll tell you about that. Number two, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is to be subpoenaed today in that abortion injunction case. You heard me talk about that in the last hour. And number three today, and the place we start today, Mike Bishop for lieutenant governor. It's being talked about everywhere, by the way. It is. It's being talked about everywhere. Mike Bishop being Tudor Dixon's running mate. That's the conversation. And for a variety of reasons. First of all, conventional wisdom would tell you you don't win Michigan without winning in the southeastern part of the state. Quite obviously. Mike Bishop, a guy who was endorsed by Donald Trump's PAC back in 2018 when he lost to Alyssa Slotkin in one of the closest races ever in Michigan. A deeply disappointing loss, I would say, for Mike Bishop. My member of Congress he was, and I thought he was great. He was there for two terms. He was also the former Senate Majority Leader in Michigan. Bishop apparently is traveling in Italy right now with his wife celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary. And he says he's not talked to Dixon or her campaign. Now, this comes... Nolan Finley of the Detroit News wrote that he is a great pick. Now, I've been hearing this name bantered about since before the primary. Mike Bishop, for a variety of reasons. He's the former Senate Majority Leader. He's a two-term member of Congress. He's a guy who knows his way around, and he's from southeastern Michigan. Extremely important. It would give balance to the ticket because he lives in Rochester, which is in Oakland County. And Republican support in Oakland County has slipped a bit in recent years. Bishop would be critical in helping bring more votes back in from Oakland County to the Republicans. And, of course, Bolter Tudor Dixon's lack of experience in government. She's a newcomer, as you know. And to offset that experience deficit, if you will, you bring in a Mike Bishop, endorsed by Donald Trump, Tudor Dixon endorsed by Donald Trump. So there's this cry out there from a lot of folks, well, we have to bring in somebody from the grassroots. You've got Tudor Dixon endorsed by Donald Trump. That should tell the grassroots folks what they need to know. She passes muster with the president. Mike Bishop was endorsed by the president's PAC in 2018. So he's passed muster. He spent 14 years in the state legislature. Like I said, including a term as a majority leader of the Senate, two terms in Congress, and the geographic diversity. I don't agree with Nolan Finley much on anything these days. Finley being a never-Trumper who has never been able to admit that he was wrong, and he was wrong, as were all the never-Trumpers. I mean, Trump did more to pursue Reagan's vision of the world than Reagan did. You don't have to like it, but it's true. So, bringing on another Trump person would, you know, what does it do for you? If you bring in, look, I like Garrett Soldano. I think he did a great job. Unlock Michigan. You bring him to the table, what does he bring to the ticket? And I'm nothing against Garrett, but you have to expand who you could attract. Garrett Soldano might be an incredibly important part of an administration with Tudor Dixon, but you can't limit yourself. The problem is, Tudor Dixon doesn't get to choose. The party does. The same folks that brought you a split decision for Secretary of State and Attorney General will deliver who and decide. The same people that picked Matt DiPerno and Christina Caramo will decide at the party convention August 27th in 19 days who gets to be on the ticket. Mike Bishop, by the way, says he is interested. Sure. He said he would consider it. Public service is in my blood. I have high regard for Tudor Dixon. I think she's going to be a very strong candidate. Nolan Finley of the Detroit News says she'd be even stronger with Mike Bishop at her side. I can't disagree with that. A proven conservative with a track record in Congress and the state Senate and elsewhere. I can't disagree with that. All right, so staying with politics for a bit longer. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be subpoenaed today to appear as a witness at an August 17th hearing regarding the temporary restraining order that bars Michigan County prosecutors from prosecuting abortion providers under the state's 1931 abortion ban. David Coleman telling me here a short while ago, he has the right to call witnesses, and they're going to issue a subpoena to Governor Whitmer, and a court will order that she appear in court, he says, to answer these questions under oath, how she's been harmed, and how she believes she has a likelihood that she will win the case. Governor Whitmer is the sole plaintiff suing the prosecutors. And according to what David Coleman told me on this program last hour, she has to show irreparable harm. He doesn't think she can. How is Governor Whitmer harmed if a prosecutor prosecutes a doctor for performing an abortion under current existing law? She's not harmed by that. She does not speak on behalf of all women in the state of Michigan. Well, we'll find out later because apparently that's going to go through. And here's the one that I want to get to. Exploding bicycles are dangerous. In case you had any, in case you were confused, if your bike explodes and catches fire, it's dangerous. So on Mackinac Island, e-bikes are not to be stored indoors anymore. You see, the battery in one of these bikes exploded and caused a fire last month. This is pretty common, by the way. People having their electric cars catch fire in their garages and burn their houses down. The chief of police, Doug Topolsky, announcing that e-bikes have been banned from the island's police and fire department buildings. The Grand Hotel prohibits e-bikes in the hotel's employee housing now and all other buildings. The same goes for any local school buildings. In light of a recent residential structure fire caused by an exploding e-bike battery, which also caused injuries to firefighters, which required hospitalization, the Mackinac Island Fire and Police Department's urging residents, visitors, and employers to take whatever action necessary to ensure that e-bikes and e-bike batteries are not stored indoors under any circumstances. My question is this: should e-bikes be allowed on Mackinac Island? No motorized vehicles allowed. How do e-bikes qualify? They're a powered transportation vehicle, are they not? Tell me what you think. Yeah, I don't know if it's working yet. We've had a lot of problems with the feedback at SteveGruber.com. I think it might be fixed now. We've been working on it. But there's been a period of time here. So we'll get back to it. We'll find out, all right? We will. All right. We're going to take a break here. Let's see who is up next on the hit parade. Look, it's John James, everybody. John James, one of my favorite candidates running for the 10th Congressional District, which he's going to win. He's up next right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com. An American company that supports wildlife conservation, Muskox, a Michigan company, donates $10 for every purchase of $100 that support American wildlife conservation. Muskox, a brand that is dead set on adventure and the highest quality clothing that that stands up to the test of time, like the Charleston Performance Hoodie, perfect for the Michigan outdoors, or my personal favorite, the Quick Dry Quarter Zip. It keeps you comfortable in almost any environment. Go to GoMuskOx.com and find the best quality outdoor gear. GoMuskOx.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.